Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome back to a new edition of the Gist of Freedom Show. I am your darling and dashing host and renegade host, Push Nevada. We are coming to you live from Grosse Pointe, Michigan at Marge's Bar and Grill and having a great time. We have a returning guest tonight, Robert Stilley, who will actually be honored with the Foot Soldier for Justice Award from the media branch of the NAACP at a luncheon in Glen Olden, Pennsylvania. Mr. Stilley has been preserving the history of the Underground Railroad for many years now and has appeared in radio, TV, and spoke at various colleges and schools and churches, et cetera. So he's very serious about what he does. So let's get him on here and see what life has been like for him since his last visit to the show. Mr. Stilley, are you there?
Push, I'm here.
Yeah, what is the Foot Soldier for Justice Award? What is that?
The Foot Soldiers for Justice Award is given to individuals who fight for in the trenches for justice. In my case, it was given to me for my hard work over many years and preserving the story of many brave people that worked together for freedom on the Underground Railroad. Through my lectures, I have displays, books, Underground Railroad, what is called the PHMC marker, which is Pennsylvania Historical Museum marker, which I placed in Upper Darby, Pennsylvania. I took the old marker down. It was incorrect about Thomas Garrett, that he lived at this particular place, which was Thornfield. So I had that removed and put a new one there, a correct one. And then back in October, when I was on in December, I think. Anyway, we had the National Park Service Underground Railroad Network to Freedom sign placed in Arlington Cemetery in Drexel Hill, which was once part of my Garrett family, 284 acres, and Arlington's about 130 acres. But on that sign, I was able to get three people on there that played a significant part on the Underground Railroad, and that was Thomas Garrett, who grew up in Upper Darby, then moved to Wilmington, Delaware, and helped over 2,700 people to freedom on the Underground Railroad. William Still, who lived in Philadelphia, was on the Vigilance Committee, and he wrote a book in, 1872, and then Harriet. I'm not even going to tell you her last name because everyone knows Harriet. I'll tell you this. He was from in Maryland, and Thomas and William worked with Harriet, and Harriet went back time and time again back into Maryland to help other people. But I'm just honored to get it, this award.
Yeah, this is a very prestigious award, a very great honor. How does that make you feel to be recognized for all of your hard work and contributions to the Underground Railroad?
You know, I'm honored, and it's a magnificent award, but yet I'm humbled because, you know, I tell the story. But the Foot Soldiers for Justice Award makes me reflect on the many brave forgotten people that worked together for freedom on the Underground Railroad, you know, to end slavery. This would include the people that were enslaved, the passengers, the conductors, the station masters, the abolitionists who wrote in the newspapers. To receive this award, if you look, it's February 12th, and that's Lincoln's birthday. The great emancipators, to receive it on that day is very, very special to me.
Okay, when I think of, or most people, I believe, think of the Underground Railroad, automatically we think of Harriet Tubman.
Oh, yeah.
So why do you lecture on the Underground Railroad? How did you get into that particular field of interest?
Well, first of all, being from the Garrett family, a lot of the family members were abolitionists and were on the Underground Railroad, so they helped people to freedom. But in our history books, we don't see a whole lot of mention about Thomas Garrett. We don't see a whole lot of mention of Samuel Burris and many others. So I want the names of the many people involved on the Underground Railroad remembered, including my Garrett family and the cousins like Samuel Rhodes and Samuel Price. Because, see, they worked together and opened the gates to freedom together. The Underground Railroad, to me, was the beginning of civil rights. These are forgotten heroes. A couple of years ago, I appeared with Congressman Michael Castle, who is no longer congressman, which saddens me, but he's no longer in the state of Delaware. And we introduced new legislation to increase the funding for the National Park Service Underground Railroad Network to Freedom. And this would involve educating the public about the secret network on the Underground Railroad, and it will recognize many heroes that work together. That legislation that Congressman Michael Castle and I introduced in Wilmington, Delaware, in the meeting house where Thomas Garrett attended, was signed by President Bush in 1990. I think it was 2008, if I can recall. It may have been 2009. So I want the schools to teach it. I really want them to be required to teach, I call the antebellum period, which is about 1830 on, and I want them to talk about the Underground Railroad. So I get out there and push for educating the people about these heroes. On the Underground Railroad. They're forgotten.
Particularly with Steele, there was a lot of consequences for what some would consider his heroism. I believe a jail, a foreclosure. Is that correct?
Well, if you're caught on the helping, you could be fined. Thomas was fined in 1848, $5,400. Samuel Burris was caught. He was African American in Dover, and he was put on the auction block to be sold into slavery, but the abolitionist gold bought his freedom. Passmore Williamson, who was helping Jane came into Philadelphia. I can't remember her last name off the top of my head. And she came into Philadelphia, and William still. I think Robert Purvis was there. They went to the docks and bought Jane off the ship. Passmore Williamson was prosecuted. He was put in jail. So if you were If you're running from freedom, you're caught, you're whipped. Dogs would chase you. You'd be running through the streams. So there was severe punishment. And then,
sure.
of course, families were separated, which all this is inhumane.
Sure. You know, when we think of heroes today, I assume we would have a different definition of what a hero is. And I guess Steele was definitely a hero. Why is he a hero for you?
By writing the book, he saved the history of the Underground Railroad push. He collected all this information when he was on the Vigilance Committee. And he hid it in an African-American cemetery, this information. After 1850, a lot of records were destroyed because if they're caught with the records, they'll be prosecuted. So William Still, who was brilliant, hides it in an African-American cemetery. That's what Clarence told me, Clarence from Lawnside. So by hiding it, he wrote a book, and he revealed the secrets of the Underground Railroad. And a lot of the information he saved, some of the information he saved, Push, was from Thomas Garrett, his letters. So
mm-hmm.
a lot of his letters were published in William's book. By the way, Still is buried in Delaware County, only a couple miles from my family property.
Mm-hmm.
He's in Eden Cemetery in Collindale, and I visit the grave each year and put a wreath on that grave.
Mm-hmm.
He was a hero. He just put everything together and put it in this book, first-hand knowledge. A lot of the books aren't first-hand knowledge. Still is.
Mm-hmm. Are there any, in a comparative sense, when you think of Still's heroic efforts and deeds, is there any person today that you might compare William Still to or them to him?
Wow.
I know the context, historical context is different, but in a sense of deeds and efforts, is there anyone you would compare today?
Well, he put everything together. It was peaceful. Martin Luther King, of course, was a hero today. And if you think about civil rights, if you talk about human rights and doing it peacefully, I automatically think of Martin Luther King Jr. I look at President Kennedy, and they work together.
Why Kennedy? That's interesting. Why Kennedy?
Kennedy, I think, had enough and wanted to put down the riots, people being hit, people being tortured. I'm thinking about Kennedy
not Roosevelt.
Oh, well,
not his.
I don't know.
Okay.
Most of my research is in the antebellum period of the Underground Railroad. Anything fighting for human rights, which we deserve.
So the National Park Service, tell us more about that. What exactly is the job of the National Park Service?
Oh, the National Park Service recognizes sites throughout the whole United States as stations on the Underground Railroad. They also recognize programs throughout the whole United States with the Underground Railroad the programs. So they go from schools or they'd open a place and talk about the Underground Railroad. And, of course, that's the what Congressman Mike Castle and I fought for, to increase the funding so this story will be told. So when we applied for the National Park Service Underground Railroad Network to Freedom for Riverview Farm, that's what our Garrett Farm was called. I first talked to Sherry Jackson, and Sherry works on the East Coast, I think from Maine down to, I think she covers Maryland. I'm sure she covers Maryland. And so I called her and worked with her for 3 years, getting all the documentations together And then I got support of Mayor Mercosi in Upper Darby, Senator Erickson in Pennsylvania, a couple of people from the Upper Darby Historical Society. And, of course, Arlington Cemetery, the CEO is Gary Buss. So
sure.
We got all the things together and applied. And some of the letters in Still's book, I handed into the National Park Service, some other information that I had, the maps, the deeds, to show them this was a site on the Underground Railroad. This is where Thomas was born. This is
sure.
where people passed through. So that's how I began, and then now we're planning for the future of Riverview Farm. And we
sure.
dedicated this sign October 25th. And
okay.
And then we'll move from there.
Great. Tell me a little bit about Jane Johnson and how she plays into the scheme of this.
I'm glad you said Jane Johnson is an individual that I forgot about in Philadelphia, that William Still went to the docks to rescue her, the rescue of Jane Johnson. I'm glad you brought Jane Johnson. I forgot her name. I have these senior moments, I guess you could say.
Sure.
Yes, that's where Pascal Williamson was put on trial and where he spent time in prison for helping Jane Johnson before the trial. And I tell you what, when you put Pascal Williamson in a prison and it wasn't a great atmosphere, he had many visitors. I went to Chester County Historical Society, dig up the records of his visitors. He had visitors all the time. He also got PR. He got the newspapers writing. So it really increased educating the people about the people fighting for freedom on the Underground Railroad. So it really united it. And the same thing happened when Thomas Garrett was put on trial. So it got the newspapers, and many people joined the cause of freedom. Oh, I'm glad you mentioned Jane Johnson.
I understand that she was told she was free when her master took her through Philadelphia or something like that.
Oh, yeah. Master said, you know, I'll free you. When she came up to Philadelphia, it was still Passmore Williamson. I think Purvis was there, and they went aboard the ship and said, as soon as you walk into Philadelphia, you're free. And they took her by the hand. She had children with her and
sure.
Walked off the boat, and then she went on the freedom. But they were prosecuted. I think William Still was asked to leave Philadelphia to protect
okay.
him. So
sure.
it was a big trial. I think the judge was Kane, if I can recall, in that trial.
Kane?
There's a book, too. Yeah, I can't remember. His last name was Kane, I believe.
Okay. Did the National Park Service Underground Network to Freedom sign a dedication to honor Thomas Garrett, William Still, and Harriet Tubman?
You're asking about it? I missed it. I'm sorry, Push.
It was a question. Did that happen? Was there a dedication to honor Garrett, Still, and Tubman?
Oh, yes. Yes, I'm sorry, Push. Sometimes when we get older, some of the body parts don't work as great. My ears sometimes does not.
Sure, I understand.
October 25th was the dedication. On the 130 acres is left of Riverview Farms, which is now Arlington Cemetery in Drexel Hill, Pennsylvania. It's a beautiful sign. And we got a grant from the PAS, the Pennsylvania Abolition Society in Philadelphia, gave us a $1,000 grant. A lot of people said, what's the Abolition Society still doing around? So anyway, we got a grant from them, and we had a picture of William Still, a picture of Thomas Garrett, and a picture of Harriet Tubman, and text on all three of them, and a picture of the sign's placed next to Isaac Price Garrett's house, which was built around 1839. After their father dies, the land was split in two. So it's placed next to Isaac's house, which was used on the Underground Railroad. So it's a beautiful sign. We had over 300 people. We had congressmen out there. We had state representatives out there. We had 300 people. We had children singing from Manoa School under Debbie Dahl. Follow the Drinking Gourd was one of them. Don't ask me the other one. I can't remember the last one they sang. And articles in the newspaper. So again, it's educating the public. I got a couple schools to come. So they're learning about the Underground Railroad. They're learning about working together for freedom, either during the Underground Railroad time. But we can do that today too.
Sure.
So this is the message I want to. And I had, by the way, I had a guy named Joe Becton play William Still. And Joe Becton is from Philadelphia. He also does Samuel Burris. He's a reenactor. And he's a friend of mine. And he came over and did put a dedication for free.
Great. I have a question. I have two more questions, a couple of more questions before we get out of here. Is it true that legend has it that Henry Box Brown gained his freedom by putting himself in a box and shipping himself, I guess, to some free area? Is that true? Is that how it goes?
Well, he actually was crated into a box. I forget who did it. I think that individual who crated him in a box, put him in a box and shipped him into Philadelphia, I think eventually he was caught and prosecuted. I can't remember his name. But, yes, it's true. Henry Box Brown was shipped in a box, I think with a bladder of water and probably some biscuits or something like that. And it said this side up. And, of course, some people couldn't read it or just ignored it. So Henry Box Brown was upside down, juggled on wagons and so on and so forth into Philadelphia. And I think it was Oliver Johnson. I think that's who it was addressed to, who was on the Anti-Slave Society in Philadelphia. And William Still, Oliver Johnson. I think Lucretia Mott and James were there. So they shipped him in there. And he pops out of the box and starts singing. Any way to freedom, whether it's by boat, by foot, here's in a box. You had people dressed as women and men,
yes.
Anything
is necessary.
yeah. That's what you did.
So what is your next project? What's in store for Robert Silly?
Well, I want an Underground Railroad stamp. There isn't not an Underground Railroad stamp. Now, there's a Harriet Tubman stamp and a Frederick Douglass stamp, but not for the Underground Railroad. And so initially I wrote to congressmen, I wrote to senators, I wrote a letter to issue a stamp. And it'll be Thomas Garrett, William Still, Together for Freedom stamp. A picture of Thomas, a picture of William on the same stamp. Together for Freedom. And I like that in a series, not just Thomas Garrett and William Still, but recognize Fortin, a guy named James Fortin, who was a sailmaker in Philadelphia, wealthy. He was African-American. You have Purvis. There's so many, and I don't want people to forget these heroes. To have a series.
Do you think there will ever be a movie about Thomas and William?
There is.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
There's a movie, Ed Asner played Thomas Garrett, and I want to say Denzel Washington, but it's not Denzel. It's called Whispers of Angels. I'm trying to remember who played William Still. Last time we talked in December, I had it right away. I remember it off the top of my head, and I wish I could remember, and I can't. For the people who are listening today, check back in December, and you'll see Whispers of Angels and Blair Underwood. Blair Underwood played.
Blair Underwood, okay, yeah.
Yeah.
What kind of books could you recommend for our readers who are interested in learning more about the Underground Railroad and William and Thomas Still?
Well, the first book, you get it, it's by William Still. You don't get the one printed in 1872, it was reprinted. So, The Underground Railroad by William Still. You have a book, The Underground Railroad in Chester County, by Smedley, Dear Friend by Judith Bentley. There's a book on Thomas Garrett that was printed a couple years ago, and there was a second edition.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to remember the author, and I should because I spoke at his funeral, and it escapes me again.
That's not John Hope Franklin, is it?
No.
Okay.
It was printed in, I think, 2004. About Thomas, and I should know. I'm embarrassed because I don't know. And if I was a little bit younger, it'll come right to me.
Yeah, sure. Well, Mr. Staley, thank you for joining us. We are out of time. I'm going to let you close with a little contact information and tell us about the date of the upcoming NAACP award event.
Lincoln's birthday, the great emancipator, Lincoln's birthday, and that'll be February 12th, 2011, and I'm honored.
Great. Well, thank you for joining us, Mr. Staley. We are out of time, and for our listeners, please join us next week. Same time, same place, Push Nevada. Signing out. Good night.
Hello.
Good
before
night,
we hang up,
yeah,
I'd like to. How are you, Mrs. Silly?
Is this Leslie?
It sure is. I just wanted to make sure that you were going to be at Lawnside's event.
Yes.
The Stills Family Reunion.
Yes. I have it, Leslie. I have it on my. Hold on. Let me check my calendar. Hold on 1 second.
Okay, because I think our audience should know that they'll be able to meet you in person.
At February
5th. Right, the fundraiser.
Yeah, I have it on my calendar. And
right.
I emailed Clarence. I call him Clem. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it because I haven't been down the Lawnside in a couple of years because of illness in our family, including myself. In fact, I just went over Social Security Disability apply. My legs are shot, my hips shot. I have one eye. So the body kind of falls apart.
Wow.
I should be there. I might be limping, but I'll be there.
Well, I'll be honored to have you. And I hope all goes well with your healing, and I'm pretty sure you'll receive it. You're doing great work, and we need you to be around in one part.
Well, if there's two of us, which there is, I'm an identical twin. Did you know that?
No.
My twin brother's 5 minutes younger than me. He'll be there at the dedication. I don't know if he's going to come down to Lawnside, but he'll be there. He was there at that dedication of the in Arlington Cemetery, too. He doesn't speak about the Underground Railroad. He's not a person to get up in front of an audience or on radio or TV. He's kind of laid back. He gets anxiety once he gets in front of public.
Wow. Okay. Well, I'm so glad I was able to come in and talk to you. And
sure.
I'm looking forward to meeting you in person, even though we've been talking through Facebook and all other avenues. But I'm looking forward to meeting you in person. So you want to give your contact info?
What's that? That's what?
Your information so people could contact you and learn more about everything that you're doing?
Yeah, you have my email, Seely1022@AOL.com. That's Seely, Seely, 1022@AOL.com. There's a temporary website for Riverview Farm, but we have to develop that even more. If you go on the Internet, all you do is push Seely Garrett Underground Railroad, and you'll see it'll say Bob Seely. And you'll see where it might have something from 2005 where I spoke, or it might be a radio show with Temple University, or speaking at Newman College, or down
in
Delaware.
They also can reach you on Facebook as well, right?
Oh, yes. Yeah, everyone has Facebook, and they'll see pictures there.
Right.
I get 50 emails a day. and I got a lot of people on Facebook. And if they want to befriend me on Facebook, just put Garrett Family, Interested in the Underground Railroad, and, you know, I'll be their friends on Facebook. I have throughout the whole world, actually.
Okay, well, I just want to apologize to Mr. Push for coming in, but I wanted to make sure that the audience knew that they had the opportunity to meet you in person on the 5th of February, Saturday. And they can contact, learn more about it on www.thegistoffreedom.com or Facebook you as a friend. So we're going to let Push get out of here. And another reason why I came in, Push has been able to attain a job or a career, start his career as a professor in Detroit. Push, do you want to tell the audience more about your new endeavor? Push? I guess he's...
He signed off.
Are you there?
We're here. Yeah, are you there, Push?
Yeah.
Talk about your career at the college, Push.
Yeah,
we're so proud of you.
I'm enjoying the music out there. I'm teaching African-American history and American history here in Detroit. Just returned from Arizona, 4 years out in Arizona, and I came back here to live and work. Thank you.
Right. Okay, like I said, we're proud of you, and they're lucky to have you as a professor at this school.
Can I ask Push a question? Push, are you going to teach the antebellum period? On the Underground
River? Sure. I usually do from slavery to 1865 or 1865 to civil rights. So, yeah, we'll cover that.
Wow. Wow, that's what we need. We need more professors like you. So
Thank
I'm
you.
Proud of you. Keep up the good work.
Thank you.
It makes my job easier.
Okay.
Oh, magnify the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. Oh, magnify the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. Hosanna, blessed be the rock, blessed be the rock of my salvation. Hosanna, blessed be the rock, blessed be the rock of my salvation. Oh, magnify the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. Oh, magnify the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. Hosanna, blessed be the rock, blessed be the rock of my salvation. Hosanna, blessed be the rock. Oh, magnify the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. Oh, magnify the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. Hosanna, blessed be the rock, blessed be the rock of my salvation. Hosanna, blessed be the rock, blessed be the rock of my salvation. Oh, magnify the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. Oh, magnify the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. Hosanna, blessed be the rock, blessed be the rock of my salvation.